Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a John set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Hey, welcome to episode 111 of the Church Reality. Let me bring on one of my co-hosts, Skinny Man. How you doing, Skinny?
I'm doing good. Prayers, how you feeling?
Of course, that's your production in the background, your music. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good, man. We got a special guest tonight. We got pretty much the Pimpmaster General of the planet. Used to be America, but now he's known around the planet 10 times over. He's known for his parties. He's got HBO's Cat House. And it's the owner of the Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoff. We're going to bring him on here in just a second, man. It's crazy. Plus, he likes rap music, too. That's a plus. It's always a plus.
That's what's up.
You know, as long as he keeps repping for Yuck Mouth and Mr. Mix and everybody. Here's Dennis Hoff, people. What's up, Mr. Hoff?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, we... You name a rapper, they've been here to the Bunny Ranch. Some of them I can talk about, some of them I can't. But, we did a great song going down at the Bunny Ranch. DJ Polo, nice and smooth. In fact, it was the last project that Rick James was in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was at Rick's funeral. Yep.
I mean, what a way to go, though. I mean, you know, rest in peace, Rick James. But, I mean, if you're going to go out with a bang. Go to the Bunny Ranch. Go to the Bunny Ranch. So, you know, it's been a minute since I talked to you. You got this this book out, you know, The Art of the Pimp. You still doing Cat House on HBO, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 13 years, 13 and a half years now. It's in 67 countries and all over the world. You know, it's very popular right now in Ireland. It's very big in Ireland. In fact, I had the honor of 3 years ago speaking at Oxford University about legalization of prostitution. And then 2 years ago, I went, I took Cammy Parker with me to London and went to Oxford. And then 2 years ago, I went to Dublin's famed Trinity College and spoke there with Cressa Kisses, who's a great gal who we should get on the show. And then 4 or 5 months ago, I had the honor to speak at the Sorbonne in Paris about the same subject we're going to be on tonight.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Cammy. I interviewed her for Sex Appeal magazine a while back. How's she doing these days?
She's great. She's living in Canada and just kind of retired. And, you know, when we split up, and everything seems to be going good with her. Are you guys in Chicago? Is that it?
I'm originally Chicago. I'm based out of Southern Illinois. Skinny is up in Minnesota.
And, yeah, I've been asked to speak at the University of Chicago University of Chicago. I don't know which one it is coming up here.
Oh, that's what's up. Hell yeah. When are you doing that? In a couple weeks or?
No, it's a ways. It's like 3 or 4 or 5 months from now. They set that stuff up way in advance, you know.
Definitely. Well, you're a busy man, obviously. Apparently you're going to be having a threesome here in about 30 minutes.
Well, Yep, I am. I'm taking 9 girls to dinner with a photographer from Penthouse, and then after dinner we're all going to choose up sides.
That's what a life, man. You're gonna live to be 120. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, if I would be disappointed if I only made it to 120. You know, it's been when you're hanging out with fun girls that like sex, you know, you don't have many bad days.
You just don't want to fuck with none of that square pussy.
Never. Keep it.
But you know, you got the book.
Need
out.
To hook up the brother Six with one of those females.
Yeah, Six. Another one of our co-hosts, Devil Six, when he's around, he likes to beat the pussy up pretty bad in the corner. He usually stands him on their head when he's fucking them. But No, that's that's a whole different subject. But let's talk about the book, The Art of the Pimp, Dennis.
Okay.
You know, this is obviously something that people have been wanting for a long time. What made you finally want to do this?
Well, Judith Regan, who's been my New York wife for 15 years, my dear friend, has always been trying to talk me into it, and finally I agreed to it. And I said, well, if we're going to do a book, I want it to be a movie. So she hired a screenwriter to write the book, a guy named Pablo Fenves, who has done 12 bestsellers, 2 number one bestsellers, and including the OJ book, If I Did It. And so we went to work on it. You know, I took 6 months off from the TV show and just focused on the book. And if Judith was on the line now, she'd say a couple things. The first chapter is the best chapter of any book she's ever written. And it's the most honest book that she's ever written.
Wow.
And I like this. Great stories in there, great fun. You know, the girls buy it for the sex tips because there's lots of sex tips from all the ho-fessionals here at the ranch. The guys buy it because they want to hear about all the stories and the 4,000 girls that I've been intimate with and all the parties with Ron Jeremy and Vince Neil and all my crazy friends. And one of the things I like about the book a lot is that my favorite cartoonist in the world is a guy named Robert Grossman. Now, Robert Grossman does all the covers for New Yorker magazine, along with lots of other stuff. But he's famous for New Yorker, and he's in his 80s. And we went to him and said, Robert, you know, it'd be an honor to have you do something. So he read the manuscript and then did a 32-page comic book, which is a part of the book.
Oh, it's included.
Yeah, it's in the book. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
so
dope.
People that don't even know about me are not interested in my life or my business or buying the book to get the comic book.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so it's appealing to the comic collectors.
Yep.
That's innovative.
Yep. So it's been fun. It's been fun business, and I'm just putting it out there. The book picks up more in depth of where Cat House left off, because on television you can only show so much. I mean, you only have so much time, and you've got to show things that are fun, and you got to show sex and dialogue. Well, you don't get the real inner workings of what's going on at the ranch and the business relationship, the sales training and motivation, all the things it takes to run a business. I mean, you think of prostitution, you think of a candle and a couple beers and a condom and a mattress. Well, it's a lot more than that. It's a serious business.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep the women safe. Obviously, there's a lot of responsibility. But how do you? I mean, you have a buffet of women to choose from. How do you pick? And you know. What do you look for in a woman?
We have 540 menu items on our menu. 540 girls last year that worked for us, and 499 the year before that. So it was like we focused right around 500. You know, I have 7 locations now, and it takes that many to keep 135 or 40 working at all times. What we're looking for is we get 1,000 applications a month. And what we look for is people skills and personality. And I told Madame Suzette a long time ago, when she started doing the hiring about 20 years ago, started working with me on the hiring, and I said, if you get a girl that comes here that's 18, perfect body, perfect looks, I can take her right to Hefner or Flint or to Penthouse, who we put girls in every month at Penthouse, great. Give me a 38-year-old that's had 5 marriages, 3 kids, and has great people skills. It's worked in a cosmetic department or as a bartender, and so they have great people skills. That's the girl that'll make the money, because it's just as much about the adventure as it is the sex. In fact, Andy Kaufman, the reason I own this place is I came in here in 76, and I had a girlfriend that worked here, but I didn't know it, and so she came and invited me out and just to look at it. And that night, Kaufman came in, and they lined up all the girls. There was 27 girls. Kaufman couldn't make a decision, and his comedy partner, who's, by the way, from Chicago, Bob Zamuda, and my dear friend, he was in here today getting laid, the founder of Comic Relief, he said to Andy, make a decision. Come on, make a decision. And Andy couldn't do it. He said, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm going to take two girls, and I'm going to have them wrestle each other. I'm going to wrestle the winner in the finals. And I promise every girl here, I will party with you in the next week, because he was playing at Harrah's in Tahoe. And he did. He lived up to his word, and he did that. So Kaufman and I became buddies, and about 78 or 79, Kaufman says, Dennis, you're a businessman. You're a small businessman. I was in the gas station business. I owned a bunch of gas stations. And buy this place and revolutionize the business. Treat everybody like you and I are being treated. You, because you're a boyfriend of one of the girls, you're treated so well. Me, because of my celebrity. And that was the formula. So I went to work on it, and of course he died in 84. You know, no liquor, no drugs, vegetarian, died of cancer. And then in 92 I bought it, and I implemented all the things Zamuda and Kaufman and I talked about, and turned it into the most famous place, not in America, but in the world.
Yeah, that was actually in the Man in the Moon movie, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's depicted in the movie of Andy wrestling the girls here. And that's exactly what he did. And it's an amazing, amazing business. And what you get about is that it's as much about the travel as it is the destination. In other words, the adventure, it's the fun. You know, sometimes the sex doesn't last that long. Then you got to go again in a little while. But the adventure to get there can be a blast. And so our interaction on BunnyRanch.com, people go in there. Like after this tonight, people are going to go into BunnyRanch.com. And they go into BunnyRanch.com, and they're going to see the finest online shopping in the world. And when they're in there, they're going to say, oh, there's a message board. Wow. Oh, there's a chat room that I can instantly talk to the girls. And have that interaction. They start meeting people. They kind of like somebody. Next thing you know, they're private messaging them. They're getting into the emails, and they develop a little relationship. And next thing you know, they're texting and they're planning a trip. And they come out here. It's like a real serious date, you know. So that's what it's about. It's about the party. And we don't care whether you just want to come in here for some hips, lifts, and fingertips, or if you want to come in here and put a lampshade on your head and run around in a diaper. Whatever the fuck you want to do, you do it. Just come, bring it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I've interviewed hundreds of rappers over the years, and, you know, a lot of them. I saw you in Yuck Mouth's documentary. What do you think? Everybody's talking about this Straight Outta Compton film. It just went number one. What are your thoughts on NWA? Did you know any of them guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been around them all, and I want to see it. I think it'll be good. I think Americans should see it, and maybe they'll especially white America, where they can understand where all this is coming from and where rap's coming from, because a lot of people just don't get rap at all, and I'm troubled with it sometimes with all the violence and the pimp and hoe and put a cap in your ass, motherfucker, kill a cop. You know, I don't want to hear that crap. But I do like some of the music, and these guys are my friends. They've all been Two Shorts played at my birthday party. He's a friend. We've made appearances all over the country. Andre Nicotina was just here a few nights ago. I mean, they've all been here. I mean, I could tell you for days. Mr. Mix, the founder of Two Live Crew, he worked for me for 3 years here, and he's a great guy and a great friend. So I'm friends with all of these guys, and they're good friends. Some of them are good guys, some of them are assholes. But that's society too.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's society in general. And the business, the rap business can be pretty fucked up, just like anything else, I guess. But
look at my you're right. But look at my business. Now, look at my business, the illegal side of it. It's exploitation, it's disease, it's drugs, it's criminality, it's money going into an underground society, people being used and abused, STDs. They're being abused by the police, who rob and rape them in some cases. Many. The hookers get exploited by everybody. The cops grab them and say, "Yeah, you want to blow me? Oh, great! I'll take your money and blow me." We had a girl before she came to work for us. Got in trouble in Phoenix. Cop grabbed her, took her down to put her in the car, and it said, "If you'll fuck me, and I'll give you your money, we'll call it even." They're in the back seat of the car. The door shut accidentally, and they got locked in there, and nobody could find them for like 2 or 3 hours. And when they did, you know, she told what happened. They ended up arresting the guy, the cop, and she had to go testify, and he went, you know, got himself in a lot of trouble, went to jail. So that kind of stuff happens. Customers, look at, you know, 900 girls a year get killed in this business doing illegal activity. And what people don't understand is that when you're doing an illegal act, it invites other people doing illegal acts to do them to you. So
yeah.
You get girls getting killed all the time. So it's customers, they can hurt them and take advantage of them. It's cops.
You're making it safe.
It's brutal pimps. So Nevada's got it right. We've got it right. You know, we've been doing this since the 1850s with Virginia City. In fact, I drove up to Virginia City today, where it all started in Nevada. In the 1850s, the mining companies invited the girls to come out and go to work. Julia Violette, the famous prostitute. And I was at the Opera House up there today, where 6 U.S. presidents have been, in this little town of like 1,000 people now. And that's where the money came from. To support the war effort for the North. That's why the North won, is because they had the money. And the money came from Virginia City. And that gold and silver would come out of Virginia City, would come down to the Bunny Ranch on a train, and it would get taken off and put on a different train, and then it would be shipped all over the country. But a lot of it went to Carson City, which is 6 miles away, to make the most famous coins in U.S. history, the CC coins. Any coin that's got a CC stamp on it means it was made in Carson City, Nevada. And those are the most famous coins in our history. Yeah, so, and this was, the Bunny Ranch was a stop on the Pony Express Trail in 1860 and 1861. But this is where prostitution started. There was a history of tolerance. And if you look chronologically, you'll see that the Nevada was brought in as a state long before a lot of the Midwest states and of course the Western states. And why was that? Because they had the money, and they put the money into the North, and they wanted them in. Now, when they invited Nevada in to be a state way early, it was like, hey, you know what? We're a Christian state. We've got to stop this prostitution. We got to stop all this liquor. We got to stop all this gaming. And Nevada's like, no. If that's what you want, we don't want to be a part of your club. And finally, the United States caved and allowed it. That's why it's still legal here.
See, that's amazing. That's history right there. Hey, we got a caller.
Yeah.
Got a caller for you, Dennis. Caller, welcome to the show.
Oh, what's up? What's going on, y'all? Huge fan of the show, man. Seeing that y'all had Dennis
Hall. Oh, hey, Mac J. Dennis is one of our co-hosts at UGS Radio. This is Mac J. out of St. Louis. You're on with Dennis Hawk.
How you doing, buddy?
What up, Mac J? Man,
well,
I'm doing all right, man. I just had to tune in a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm surrounded by hot chicks at the Bunny Ranch, and you know, whatever. However good any of you guys' day's going, mine's going better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Shit, you ain't lying.
Man, you know, a lot of guys come to you from all over the country. You know, they want to live out these fantasies and stuff. What is the some of the craziest things you've seen? Care to share any of those memories with us?
Yeah, you know, there's a zillion stories. In fact, my book is full of them. The Art of the Pimp is full of those stories. That's what Judith Regan loved. I think she lived out some of her sexual fantasies reading about that. But I'm sitting in Madame Suzette's office now. She's not here. And it reminds me, I'm looking at a monitor where I can monitor everything that's going on in the parking lot, and it's like all businesses have. And so we're sitting here one day, and she says, "Look at this." I said, "What?" She said, "Look at the monitor." I said, "It's going to be a good day." I said, "What do you mean?" There's a guy who looked like my PE coach, 6'2", buff, blonde, flat top hair, but he's wearing a nun's outfit, smoking a cigarette. And I said, "We got to watch this." So he goes into the lineup. All the girls line up. There was like 20 girls lined up that day. And he met everybody. And he says, "No, I don't want to pick a girl." He said, "I want to be one of the girls. I want to be a working girl." And one of the girls is so smart. She says, "You do? Good. I take care of the hiring. Come with me." Took him in the office and said, "She's going to be applying to go to work here. It's a standard $200 application fee," and so paid the $200. He filled out the app, took him into Madame Suzette. He said, "What makes you think you're going to be a good working girl? You have any experience? You ever had sex for money? How many sex partners have you? Here's a big dildo. Show me how you suck this." And they hired him. And Suzette says, I'll hire you, subject to wardrobe and makeup approval. And he goes, come with me. Takes him in the office. It's $200 for the standard wardrobe, makeup, new girl fee. And then she put him through there. She had a 28 dress, 14 shoes, girl shoes, put a wig on it. It looked like Vince Neil with a wig, right? And so,
I like how you said put a wig on it.
Yeah, exactly. Put a wig on it. And so now she's got her at the new working girl at the bar. And there was a lineup, and of course he sat at the bar, and all the girls went to lineup. And she comes back. Now she turns into a pimp. "Listen, bitch, you just can't sit here and look pretty all day. You gotta get your ass out there and make some money. Yeah, come on, let's go. Don't miss a lineup." Another lineup came in. Missed the lineup. She went, "That's $100 fine." Took him in the office. She said, "Fine her $100 for not making lineup." So I finally ended up firing her for non-production. But the point of it all is, whether you're Andy Kaufman and you like to wrestle chicks, or whether you like this guy and you want to dress up, just sit at the bar and act like a working girl, you can do what you want, and nobody's going to judge you for it. I don't care what you do. You're not going to trump anybody. Whatever your crazy fantasies are, you're not trumping anybody. You know, I come in here, and I was a guy in my 40s, been hanging around the ranches for, from 76 to 92. I lived in Nevada. I worked, I gave lectures on investments in the United States, traveled throughout the Orient, banged 500 Oriental chicks, you know, done it all, traveled around the world, been to Amsterdam, been all over Europe, just having a good time. And I thought I'd done it all. I've been married, I'd lived with four or five girls, and I'm like the best, craziest lover in the world. And on a 1 to 100 scale, you think you're about a 93 because you know there's somebody crazier than you out there. No, fuck no. Bring it down, brother. You're more like a 50 or 60, because wherever you're at, there's somebody that is going to trump you every day, and I see it now. I'm never amazed, because there's always something new and something crazy. A guy came in once, on his birthday about 4 months ago, and closed down the whole house, and partied with every girl in the house. There was like 29 girls here, okay, and he wanted to play musical vaginas, and when the music would stop, he'd jump to another one. Okay, and all over the parlor, the bar, and it was his birthday fantasy. It was his 50th birthday, and he wanted to play musical vaginas. And so we had the DJ come in, and he playing some. He actually played Vince Neil's song, "Girls, Girls, Girls." Okay, And when that got old, he started playing Crazy Bitch. Right? Buck Cherry. Buck Cherry's my friends, too. I was in one of their videos. I've introduced them in front of 60,000 people. And so he'd stop the music and he'd jump on another one. And then he started screaming at the DJ because he didn't get enough. He's like, fuck you, DJ. No. And it's just when it's getting good, he'd stop the music and he'd have to jump on the next one.
You'll be a great way to fucking die. Just OD on fucking, OD on some dick hard pills and go to the Funny Ranch. That'd be a great way to die.
I'm dying to have that deal on the commercials where you get the 4-hour erection. I know what to do with it. If you get an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, go to the hospital. Bullshit. Go to the Funny Ranch.
Yeah.
Start firing down Red Bulls.
How's old Ron Jeremy the Hedgehog doing these days?
She's doing great. I'd love her to death. I've slimmed her down a little bit after that heart attack thing, and she'll be up here for my birthday, my birthday party. In fact, the owner of the Lakers was here two nights ago. It's he and I's 16th birthday party. I've been friends for a long time. He and his father, Jerry Buss, and I were friends for 40 years. And Johnny, the son, the owner, along with Jeannie and the other family members, he's the greatest guy. He's the brother I always wanted to have, this guy. He's an amazing guy, loves the girls, loves to have a good time, loves life. So it's he and I's birthday party. And in fact, Andre Nicotina is coming up to play at it. And Speedy, who runs the Sirius show on Foxhole, on Jamie Foxx's channel, the morning guy, he's coming up. I think Who Kid is coming. It's his birthday too. Eminem, 50 Cent's DJ. And so.
You got Flavor Flav coming out there too?
Yeah, Flavor's coming up. Yeah, Flav will be here. I'll tell you what, Flav sang my birthday song last year, a cappella, and wouldn't allow anybody to sing along with him. And it was the most amazing thing ever. I was so impressed. Everybody just sat there in awe. It was an amazing thing. And then we followed that up with the Worst of Ron Jeremy Film Festival. And Ron Jeremy, who's done thousands and thousands of movies, but we had the Worst of Ron Jeremy. We had Ron Jeremy with the 500-pound chick. Okay. Ron Jeremy with this chick, with that chick. And we finished it up. The grand finale, the end of the movie, was Ron with the 87-year-old chick. Okay? And it was like your great-grandma. And the best line of the whole thing was, she said, "Is it good, Ron?" And Ron says, "It's great." And she says, "Well, if you like this, you're going to love my younger sister. She's 69.
Oh, man.
Oh.
People, Flav sat there with his mouth open during the whole thing. He couldn't shut his mouth. He was just like, oh, my God. He was shocked. He'd never seen Ron in action. So the Worst of Ron Jeremy Film Festival.
Man, that's something. And that's your bitch. How did he pass the test?
Oh, he's just a great guy. Been my friend for so long. We just go back forever, and there's just so many stories in the book that Ron and I done crazy stuff over the years, and we're just the best of friends. I talk to him every day.
Well, give him our best. Tell him he's welcome on the show anytime. I interviewed him.
I'll get him on sometime. I'll get him on.
A hard guy to get a hold of.
Well, because he doesn't do that stuff. I mean, it's like, it's like that radio station in L.A., WIIFM, What's in it for me?
Yeah, there you go.
What are we going to do, make him more famous?
No.
He's like, why do I want to do a radio? I don't want to do anything except fuck and eat. That's all I want to do.
You want to fuck and eat and go to sleep.
That's what Ron wants to do. And I like to have fun and can talk about the business because I, you know, it's my life and I love it and I love the girls and you know, I just love every part of it. And it's the right thing to do, and that's why I've spoken at Oxford, Trinity, and the Sorbonne, and I'll be speaking at what is it, Chicago University or University of Chicago? It must be University of Chicago. What's the big one?
That would be University of Chicago, right, man?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll be speaking there. So I'll come in studio when I get to Chicago.
Definitely.
And my buddy, my other buddy is there in Chicago, Mancow. Of course, we go back forever. And
yeah, Mancow. He's still
on the air. He's on the loop.
Yeah.
Cumulus on the loop, and yeah, he's my friend. He's got a chapter in the book, Tucker Carlson. So I go from the conservatives to the crazies, you know, and they're all in my book, telling the wild stories of our life.
What do you think? Well, before you go, and of course, everybody, go get the book. Go to BunnyRanch.com. Book your party. I just want to get your thoughts on Trump real quick. What do you think of this guy?
Okay.
Do you think he got a shot?
Yeah, and just to follow up on the book, you can buy it anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's downloadable on iBooks and Kindle. If you go to BunnyRanch.com or you call 888-BUNNY-RANCH, I'll sign it and ship it out to you for no more money. And so, Donald Trump. America is really fucked up. It's really fucked up. And it's because of career politicians. All these guys care about is the next PAC money they're going to get, the super PACs, lobbyists getting them laid, taking them to nice dinners. That's all they care about. They don't care about doing anything good for our country. Now, Donald Trump, he doesn't need the money, and he's a businessman. He's like me. And so that's what people like about him. And he tells it like it is. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole, and he tells you about it, and he goes after him, and they try to spin things around and make him look bad, but you know what? I don't think he can win, but I kind of wish he would, because I want to see a businessman in office, a guy that's going to make rational decisions, and he said it today on the interview. They asked him about the Iran thing, and he said, I think they should do it. We're too far down the road to go back. He says, and I would police that agreement 24/7. I'd have everybody watch it out, and they wouldn't get away with nothing. And that, you know what? That's what I want to hear. That's exactly what I want to hear. I want to hear somebody say, you know what? Fuck this. This deal doesn't work for us. Back off of it and break these motherfuckers and make them come groveling to get rid of their nuclear stuff. Break them. And so that's what needs to be done. So I think I'm okay with it, you know. I'm a bit of a conservatarian, you know. I'm a conservative guy, and Nevada's a conservative state. You know, as crazy as we are with drinking, gambling, and girls, we're a very conservative state. But I also have libertarian views. I don't want people fucking with me. I don't tell me what to do. I believe in states' rights. I think the income tax system is a disaster, and so. You know, I kind of ride the fence there as a conservatarian.
Well, hey, I wish you many, many, many more years of success over at the Bunny Ranch. Keep doing your thing on HBO. The book, everybody
Thank
go
you.
Get The Art of the Pimp. Like you said, Amazon's available everywhere, BunnyRanch.com. But before you go, Dennis, could you do me a favor and give us a drop
Sure.
for our radio station?
Absolutely. What's the station?
It's called UGS Radio.
UGS Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Daddy D from the world-famous Bunny Ranch, home of the HBO series, author of The Art of the Pimp. And you know what? When I'm not banging bunnies, I'm listening to UGS Radio.
Man, thanks a lot, Dennis. You take
Bye-bye.
Care, man. See, that's what I'm talking about, fellas. We just had
Hell yeah.
Hoss talking about pussy for a half hour. See, last week we were told to tone it down a little bit. You remember that? You remember when somebody just came
yeah.
in out of nowhere and said, can we please have arguments without vulgarity? They were telling us what we can and can't say. So my instincts were, let's reach out to one of the guys who fights for the right to say what you want to say and have him on the fucking show. Because we ain't changing. There's no way we're going to sit here and change our fucking format.
And why would we?
11 shows. Why would we? To conform to feminists? To conform
right,
to...
Right, exactly.
Want to tie our hands behind our back? We already have enough people doing that as it is. So...
Yeah.
That's
I noticed the feminists were sitting there calling names and doing all that stuff. So, you know, it was only until Six and all them stepped up and said, hey, we ain't having that shit. Now we're now these guys were being rude.
A shocker.
We're being rude and inconsiderate.
Yeah, we're yeah, exactly.
Like, are you serious?
Yo, Nadalak, and you know, when he was on the phone, he got
Nadalak was dropping it too.
He was dropping it, and the woman admitted flat out she lied. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She said,
yeah.
I lied on to keep my man in the house. You know, so who does that? What kind of people do that shit? If they're gonna lie like that, they're gonna lie in anything. You know, so.
And to tell you the truth, I don't know what number she was coming up with. To honestly tell you the truth, when she was saying 60 million men since 69 or whatever she said, we're getting sole custody of the kids or whatever, and for child rings and all that, you know, all that shit. I don't know where she was getting those numbers from. She's going to the wrong library.
Yeah.
The system is so fucked up now for the men, it's ridiculous. That was a total feminist right there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we can't be fucking with that shit. That stuff is poisoning the minds of youth more than anything. They're the reason why we have a bunch of little boys wondering if they're boys or girls. They don't even know what the hell they are.
Yep. You got the mamas dressing the boys up like themselves.
Yeah, the feminist agenda is, you know, they want to keep, you know, the male quiet at all avenues. So I thought, you know what, why not reach out to Dennis and get him on the show, because he's fought this fight many times. So, but that,
yeah.
That was a great interview. We got him to talk about Andy Kaufman. You know, if anybody,
yeah, that was crazy.
That movie, Man on the Moon. There is a scene in the movie where he goes and he has a hard time choosing. He feels bad for so he chooses them all, I guess. So I mean, that was great to hear that. I liked him talking about his views on Trump, of course. And then the owner, did you hear him? The owner of the Lakers was just there.
Jerry Buss,
going to the buffet. You know what I mean? So I mean, this guy is living the life. He's living the life.
Musical vaginas, man.
I should have asked him, how was this guy playing it? Was he hitting him with the bongos, you know, making the suction cup sound? Or was he blowing on him like a flute or something? You know, I can only imagine. I bet you this motherfucker was going, you know, just putting his head straight in crotch, from crotch to crotch to crotch, playing musical vaginas. Now, you can make a beat like that.
Yeah.
You could record that guy doing that and then turn it into a beat, Skinny.
Yeah.
Maybe then some of these fuckboy rappers out here would pay attention to the talent you have as a producer. Because you're definitely underrated as a producer, Skinny. And that's why I always make it a point to play your beats on the show, especially tonight. Hey, Six, how you doing?
That's much love.
What up, it's Waco? What up, y'all?
Oh shit, I was getting ready to hang up the phone. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't want to.
The Black Nation is like, what's on that?
I'm on the line and shit. What the fuck is wrong with that guy? No, but,
oh shit.
Yeah, how you doing, Chase?
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed the fucking show. I gotta catch the archive. It shit sounds funny as hell.
Oh, it's great. Well, you know, Dennis, you interviewed him, too, a couple years ago. Shit, the last time we talked to him, he was 9 seasons in the Cat House. That thing is still on the air. It's 13 seasons in the Cat House. I was like, what the
crazy
fuck? Yeah, but,
God damn.
See, the reason I was telling Skinny the reason I wanted to get Dennis on the show was because last week we were told to tone it down. And, let's
came on right after that, too. Damn.
I'm thinking Luther Campbell or Dennis Hoff, you know, or Ice-T, somebody that fought for freedom of speech, you know, freedom to say what you want to say. And you know, I don't like anybody telling us how we can and can't run our own shows, especially since we've been doing this for years now. It's not something that we just started, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure if you're able to put money into it. But,
man, when
you know.
She called in, she basically called in waving her fucking fingers, trying to talk to everybody on the line like children, like she's some sort of fucking authority figure. Man, who the fuck are you? Fuck you, bitch. Fucking cunt.
It's
Remember that part with the other female when you started going off six, and then all of a sudden she goes, "Wow, who father trained that guy or whatever?"
Fucking terrible.
Oh yeah, now you want to bring the father into it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course. After you lie about your food stamp benefit.
Exactly.
When she admitted, the bitch straight up said, "Lied, mother."
Yeah.
Really?
She admitted it.
Naked bitch.
You know, I mean, I ain't no snitch, but I mean, you know, she snitched on herself.
You just to be bad. Yeah.
You turn that over to fucking whoever.
No. A lot of these bitches, when they're proud of shit, it's oftentimes proud of deceitful bullshit that they have excuses to make up for.
Yeah.
The bitch is proud of her deceitful past, like it's a
word
badge
of my
of
way
honor.
Around things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I kept my man in the house. Yeah.
By going to a man of the government to get her programmed to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Fucking, of course.
That's how she did it. She needed a man to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course she went out for a nurse.
Backwards-ass bitches, man.
Yeah. But there was a guy, at the Bunny Ranch that was playing musical pussies. They said they lined up a bunch of women on the bar, and he was going from pussy hole to pussy hole. Me and Skinny can't figure out what was he playing them, like bongos with the suction cup sound, you know, getting the... Or was he blowing into him? I don't know, but
he's playing the guitar with the lasagna type pussy.
I think you gotta do like a xylophone. You gotta walk up and you gotta kind of tap each one to see if they're right before you go in. You know, you do like shit.
Yeah.
You pull it out. You play the top. Yeah, that's
you get one of those for the games. That when you turn it one way, it makes a sound, and then you turn it the other way, and that's it. You just insert it into the vagina, and you just rapidly fuck it. What a night, man. What a night.
Man, you know, at this juncture, I think I would honestly only pay a whore now to just to shut the fuck up in my presence. I think that would be the most... honestly, with all this shit aside, the most pleasurable experience I can have with the woman, I think, would be just her shutting the fuck up and not bothering me. Holy shit! I think that might be what I'd be truly after. Hey, bitch, I just paid you for a night. Why don't you shut your fucking mouth and go sit in the corner? That's about it, bitch. That's all you got to do. Go look at the fucking wall and don't bother me with your bullshit. My dick's getting hard just thinking about that. Jesus fucking Christ.
Did you six when they did the Ghost Adventures? I mean, I know this is bad memory for you, but they did the Ghost Adventures and it shut down your favorite spot. Have you ever been able to emotionally recover from that?
I mean, you know, in terms of a quality place to go to, what we have now is you go to Crazy Horse. That's kind of whack. And, you know, yeah, it's fully nude, but shit is a little bit more expensive than it was over at fucking Market. And Market Street Cinema was sleazy. That was a definite reminder of a bygone era where it was just fucking, it was sleazy. You walk through the fucking place and the floor is sticky with jism, like dried cum. You're basically walking through a fucking, just a floor that's been mopped up with bleach and it just smells like fucking cleanser and cum.
Like the backseat of Robert De Niro's cab in Taxi.
Yeah, just a terrible. You don't know where you're stepping in, but everything is sticky for some reason. And the lights were kept low for a reason. You know, not a lot of high, bright lights, just very dim
and
dark.
Sounds like a very sterile environment, Six.
Oh, it's the best. They had baby wipes in the bathroom. You're good to go.
Cleansing wipes is always a plus.
Yeah.
But,
condoms also in the bathroom for your discretion. I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, shit. Well, we had a hell of a show last night, KFYB. We missed Velvet because she had the shits. Any word on her? She's better from her diarrhea.
No, I think she's still sitting on a toilet with fucking mud wire just dripping out of her asshole like gravy from a saucepan. It's terrible.
Poor thing.
Really,
hopefully we'll see her next week. KFYB, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, whatever the fuck, on the East Coast. This week we got two shows on Murder Mash Music Show. We got Klondike Cat Wednesday, and then we got Bay Area legend, multi-platinum producer Kalu over there. So you know all about him, Six, obviously.
The classics, yep.
Right,
and you got bangers all the way through.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We were talking about the Bay yesterday. I mean, he was right there at the start of many of the Bay Area hits. You know, that mob shit, he was right there with it. So shout out to him. And then next week, I don't know what we're going to do next week. Next week, you know, how do you top this? We'll come up with something. But it's damn sure it ain't going to be toned down. We're not going to quit seeing things like, you know...
Tone down. I mean, in terms of what the show is supposed to be, what would you tone it down for? What's the purpose of that? Well, by then, you're no longer achieving the goals of this show if you tone anything down. The reality is terrible.
Yeah,
what are you toning down from reality?
When we do something real, real serious, you can't even tone it down then. You can't. You know, when you're talking about, you know, like when I was interviewing that rabbi, I mean, that's some of the sickest shit that he was saying. You know, I mean, how can you even go around that? You got to call him a sick bastard. But hell of a show, guys. Thank you for coming through. Mac was even on the line for a bit. Hope he's all good. Other than that, we're out of here. You guys got anything you want to shout out or say?
No pedos allowed in UGS.
Yeah, there you go. And Jerry's the hardest working Mexican in the business.
Super straight.
Don't show those UDS posting crazy pictures online. And definitely, let's separate him from Waco, because we don't want to have Jerry in Waco. But back to Jerry, if you need any audio work at all, that's the guy to go to. Go to UGSforLife.com. Got a section on the page, Audio 101. Plenty of video tutorials, plenty of articles. And he doesn't only tell you, I mean, he shows you exactly what he does to make your music sound that much better than what it is. If you need production, you heard his music all throughout the show and throughout all the shows. Skinny Man's got production. Go to UGSforLife.com. You need art. Six is doing art. He ain't doing art
for you. If you have money, please have money. At this point in my career, I don't give a fuck if your rap is garbage. As long as you pay me first. I'm accepting money first all the way through. You can rap about fucking diamonds and you can be broke as a motherfucker. But hey, if you pay me, none of that shit matters. Pay me my money.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. It's money. We also got promo.
Yeah, I'm throwing away all my standards. Come get it, folks. It's cheaper. You can get it. Give me my money.
Pay the man.
Please do.
And speaking of SoundCloud rappers, there's some of them out there. There's a few, maybe like 3% of them. They're actually good. Now, if you really are good and you really do believe in your craft, then invest in it. Get you quality art. Get you quality production. Get you quality mixing and mastering. And get your ass a promo slot on Murder Master Music Show. Join the fucking archive.
Yeah.
People like the Dayton family, the Ghetto Boys, NWA Bone, and Spice One, and so on. Invest in yourself. Invest
in
your resume. When we were, I don't know about you guys listening, but when we were coming up, we had to build up our resumes the hard way. We had to get connections the hard way. It took years to build that shit up. We didn't just log into Facebook and start adding people and just start making ourselves look like we're big stars.
There wasn't no social networks, man. This was before fucking even MySpace. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, when we were doing radio podcasts before there were podcasts, it was just, you know, we were doing this shit, you know, over a decade ago. So, you know, do what you want to do with your career, but if you really take your music seriously, invest with professionals. Don't be fucking around with these. You can easily go to these downloadable beat sites and get these cheap industry beats that everybody else has downloaded and recorded on. And you can be a clone or one of them. You can download these cheap art templates and insert where it says insert rapper here. And
yeah.
You know, you can
Fiverr. Get you a $5 cover.
Yeah, you can go to Fiverr and have your songs mixed and mastered. But then again, at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, what are you going to get for the money that you spend? For that $5 you spend to get that song mixed and mastered, I could have done better running it through a fucking 1980s tape recorder. You know, for the quality that you're going to get. Get it done the right way. Plus, Jerry, you know, he's affordable as it is. All of us are.
You know Jerry is good because he's Mexican. He's genetically predisposed to work hard. Those motherfuckers are short and squat and are made to work from the ground up. Trust me, that motherfucker will get to work at night and won't be done until it's all fucking done. Mexican, if you've ever...
If they can turn an orange into money, just imagine what you could do with your meat.
There's an old saying, how many Mexicans does it take to build it, insert this here? It don't matter. Once you get one of them motherfuckers, they're like ants. They all build it. Jerry's a hell of a Mexican. Pay this Mexican dollars, not pesos, though. I don't think he takes pesos.
No, Jerry, he was asking earlier. He was asking if anybody wanted a drink with him. I says, no, the last time I drank with a Mexican, he hit me over the head with a bottle, he stabbed me, and he stole my money. But then he felt bad, came back, gave me an orange, and the next day he mowed my lawn. But I don't want to go through all that again. But Jerry, go drinking by yourself. But no, seriously, anybody want any, mixing mastering, you get it, Jerry. Beats, you got Skinny. Art, you got Six. Me, you got Publicity, whatever the fuck, you got the radio show. Shout out to Mac J. He's always around. Hell of a guy right there.
I keep telling Mac to Mac, you have too many caucasoids in your staff to be an efficient kitchen. You need more Mexicans in your staff. I wouldn't eat there simply because I don't see enough Mexicans busting their ass in the kitchen. I know your food ain't that good based on how many Caucasian pale hands are touching my dishes.
White people don't wash their hands very well. We're very horrible with
hygiene.
If
you want the best in service, you want to get juggalos. Fucking Mexicans. Just in terms of efficiency. What are you doing? Genetically disposed to work. It's like you're not hiring the best Clydesdale horses to run your races. Get the Mexicans.
Rocky Balboa had a kitchen full of Mexicans. Remember, Paul, he's like, I'm eating Italian food cooked by Mexicans. That's the way it should be.
And it should be.
That's the way it should be.
That's the American way, man. That's a microcosm of what we're supposed to be as a melting pot. We're having Chinese dishes made by the hands of spics and served to anybody else who orders it. That's a beautiful system. It's America.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Only in America. Only in America. We'll see you guys next week. Go to UTSforLife.com. We're out of here.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.